The Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
Cause you're a sky, cause you're a sky full of stars. I'm gonna give you my heart.
The answer for this week's true or false is true. That Bucky was a nickname. He was born William Owen O'Neill. The nickname Bucky came from bucking the tiger, which he had a tendency to do. It's a move related to the gambling game faro that was popular in the 1800s in the Old West. Now, Prescott's home of our featured Arizona staycation destination all month long, and there's something unique in Prescott. I think we need to get in line to invest and help Dr. Sky invest in this. It's the tallest single residential home in America. It stands at 124 feet. It's called the Falcon's Nest. It's at the base of Thumb Butte. And listen to this. It has a 2,000 square foot solarium at the center of the home, completely enclosed by glass panels.
Now that's cool.
Now, does that not sound like a house for Dr. Sky?
That makes all the inconvenience of living vertically worthwhile right there. Golly, man, that would be so cool.
And it sold in 2018 for $1.5 million. How's our GoFundMe account, Gary? Can we add that? We got Frank Lloyd Wright's mansion down in Arcadia, and then we got to add this one to it.
Half and half is whole and whole. $4.30.
All right.
We're up a buck and a half.
Hey, we're going to get there faster than the light from Polaris.
Yeah.
That's right. That's for sure. We're here this morning talking with Dr. Sky about the highlights of what went on in the sky through the course of 2019. And before we move and look forward to the highlights that are coming in 2020, I'd like to take Dr. Sky back to a topic he started on this morning, this black hole. Yep. And it's not really a neighborhood menace. It's 25 times 10 to the power of 18 miles away. So it isn't like it's going to eat your dog tomorrow. But these black holes, as I understand them, are actually consuming the universe within their periphery, and they're literally eating away at the universe. Correct me. What is a black hole?
Very interesting, Rosie, as we continue here. It's amazing. It's a region in space-time that exhibits gravitational acceleration. And nothing, and I mean nothing, no particles, even what we call light and heat, electromagnetic radiation, can escape. It seems so improbable that the mind of man can even comprehend this. It's a region in space. There are probably many. But the big news for 2019, as I mentioned before, was the Event Horizon Telescope, which, by the way, is not an optical telescope. There are a series of radio telescopes around the world. And they kind of made an image out of all the different, you know, fluxes and radiation fields here. This is a massive area in space, but to let the listeners understand it, and I'm trying to understand this too, and I try studying this all the time. Imagine an object, Rosie, 7 billion times the mass of the sun. Billion times the mass of the sun.
Mercy.
Think of the sun that just rose. You know, we're telling people that behind it, 27,000 light years, is the core of the Milky Way. Just think about this. The sun's 865,000 miles across. Imagine something 7 billion times the mass. So let's say you were close to this object in space, and I mean close within, say, light years. You would look out of the spacecraft window, and this, again, is kind of an exaggeration. There's a region around it which we call the event horizon. And since light is, of course, moving into it in all forms of energy, it might appear as this shiny or very, very dimly lit, perfectly spherical object. Imagine taking a black ball bearing and in ambient light, not bright light, just seeing this glow of this perfect circle. Don't get too close to it, because what would happen if we did in our spacecraft, the horrible part, I know there may be kids listening, so we'll do it family friendly, we might be spaghettified, meaning if our arm was out and the black hole pulled it in, we just wouldn't be zapped into it. We would be kind of like silly string and reduced into the black hole. But, Rosie, there's something even more phenomenal. There's an object in space called OJ-287. People can look this up themselves. It's a binary black hole. Now, if you thought a black hole was big, think of this one. There's a number of these that were discovered. OJ-287 is this object in the constellation Cancer, the crab. far away from us. No need to worry, folks. Christmas and the holidays can still go on. Here's one that has equally the size mass, the main, the primary, but it's orbited, like we have the moon going around us, by another maybe 100 million mass solar mass black hole, in which the two of them, every 12,000 years, this secondary black hole moves into the area around the black hole, and it actually fires up something called, get a load of this, a large jet of energy that streams out into space, the most powerful radiation in space. And once that happens, if we're in the line of sight, like a lighthouse beacon when you see the light, or an airport tower,
yes,
when you
yeah.
see the light, we call this a blazar. And can you imagine, this is unimaginable energy that's beamed out into space like the Death Star in Star Wars, having this like powerful laser that shoots out into space. But we're talking trillions and trillions and trillions of electron volts in the cosmic ray region. Amazing, Rosie. I mean, this is just something that the mind of man is trying to understand, how these things formed, why they formed. But it's what's going on beyond us as we're shopping, shaking hands, hugging each other for the holidays. Lots of crazy stuff is going on way out there in space, and it's fascinating stuff.
Oh, I mean, I could keep you for hours. I mean, black holes existing at various locations throughout the universe mm-hmm. that are all consuming. Nothing can escape them. No magnetic
no.
field, no light particle, mm-hmm. no atom, nothing.
And Rosie, there's another form of energy that I know we don't have time to go into it today, and I don't mean to be conducting class here. I mean, it's early for a lot of folks.
I love it.
Oh, thank you. Hey, then I won't apologize in any way.
No, don't.
But the next part of energy that we're discovering is something called gravitational waves, and that's not just energy like we think of in the traditional sense coming out of something. A gentleman who I went to visit, I had his textbook in college. It was a book called Gravitation, and the textbook is like the old white pages of, let's say, Los Angeles or New York. It's that thick. And it was a book by a professor. I didn't have him as a professor, but Kip Thorne, Dr. Kip Thorne, people can look him up. I went to visit him at Caltech a few years ago, and I brought the book because, honestly, I'm always honest with the listeners, of course. I think I got like a C-plus in that class. And I brought the book there, and I had him sign it. And he said, well, why are you bringing the book back? And I said, well, I got a C-plus in it. And I said, you know what? I'm going to use this book when I do Dr. Sky events so little kids can stand on it as a step stool. And he got a big laugh out of it. But the point is, the mind of man is trying to understand this. But he, along with others, I'm sure if they haven't already received the Nobel Prize, another form of energy is permeating the universe. And this is not just the traditional energy we're talking about, something even more esoteric, which is the gravitational wave concept. So it's amazing time to be alive, and it's amazing time to be in Arizona. And you're right, Rosie. I mean, I came back from the New York area some 30-some years ago. No political conversation, but I wouldn't move back there for simply one reason. You couldn't see the night sky. So, you know, folks, and you know it, Rosie. You talk about it so eloquently, you and Romy and Jennifer, and everybody on your show, that just get out of the lights. And even here in Phoenix, you can still see good things.
Yes.
We're blessed, and I just hope that the tradition of the night sky continues here, because we just have to continue to keep these monuments. And one of them, be nice to have. Wouldn't it be nice, Rosie, you and I could start a little thing with the governor. We could get a license plate, you know, to preserve the night sky license plate. Wouldn't that be good?
It would. It would. Absolutely. And as our new day dawns and the sun breaks the horizon, and you have your guests arriving for holiday season, in particular kids, because once a kid gets bit by that curiosity bug of the skies, they're pretty well infected for the rest of their life. Well, what activities would you encourage listeners to engage the young people? I mean, a trip to Fort Lowell, I think, it's just a must-be. It must be on your bucket list.
Absolutely. And this is a place, and again, not selfless promotion here, but my professor in college was Dr. Tom Baugh, who was, of course, the discoverer of the then planet Pluto. But the point is, he discovered it right back there on February 18th, 1930. And you're right, Rosie. That's a real sacred and hallowed halls of the sky, because people can not only learn about the legacy of Dr. Tom Baugh, but they can see from one of America's most amazing telescopes, the giant Clark, centuries before, a century before, built the most amazing telescopes, and they created these gigantic, long, refracting telescopes. They're not mirrors. They're pieces of glass. And imagine in those days, in the 1850s and 1860s, they developed this most amazing optical clarity, these lenses. So they, the Lowell Observatory, have one of those Clark refractors, just a beautiful piece of history and a beautiful telescope to look at. But let's say you can't get there. I mean, a lot of children ask
that's
their
right.
parents
that's right. yeah.
go out with Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, and they do so many things, and I do so many things there. But I also wanted to mention quickly, Rosie, that I'm having my 64th birthday on the Dolly Steamboat.
Oh.
It's not so much about me, but for the listeners that really want to do this family style and adult style, January 25th, mark the date down.
Great trip. A great trip.
Frank, thank you. We're doing that cruise that leaves at 5 p.m. And people may wonder, well, why 5 and why not 8? But just around that time, the sun will set, 2.5-hour cruise. So if you want to book that, not just to come and say hi to me, it's a good reason to get out and see the beautiful winter skies. 480-827-9144. That's 480-827-9144. DollySteamboat.com. January 25th, Saturday, 5 p.m. We'd love to see everybody out there. And I know you and your family just a few years ago, right, Rosie? That was a great time.
That was a great trip. You're on the steamboat. Dr. Sky has laser flashlights that go 47 million light years into space. And he points at everything that's up there. And right. and we got the bonus that particular trip. As the sun was setting, we were able to observe a herd of bighorn sheep that were down exactly. watering at the lake. So
we
just had a spectacular adventure. That's January 25th, yep. Canyon Lake. What's the phone number to? And this is we filled the boat with families and kids.
It was great. Yeah. It was beautiful. So it's 480-827-9144. Give them a call. Tell them you want the Dr. Sky cruise January 25th. But, Rosie, with those lasers, I just want to, you know, make it very clear. We point out the stars, not Southwest Flight 905 or United Flight 21, because obviously those lasers are so powerful. So we just use them responsibly and make sure that if you do during the holidays, and I say this to a lot of folks that may have, they don't usually give lasers to children, but I'm saying that's an adult thing that needs to be handled in the most careful of manners.
Well, if I can remember right, I asked you, I said, I want two of those. He said, well, you have to get licensed to use them.
Well, you have to fill out some paperwork for these kind because, you know, when I hold both of them up, I kidding around, now that the Star Wars movie, The Rise of Skywalker, is out, I just say this way, Luke, I am your father. But then again, a lot of people look at those two lasers together. It looks just exactly right, Rosie, like a lightsaber. And its intended purpose is to show you these beautiful things in the sky. But they do go out far and wide into the sky, and it's a beautiful place to be. And who wouldn't like Canyon Lake? Isn't it the most magnificent place?
It's a great lake. That is January 25th. Folks, if y'all are looking, if you still have guests or your nieces or your nephews or your grandchildren, this is a fabulous experience. Now, look, we're running out of time in this segment. We haven't even talked about what to expect in the night sky of 2020.
Sure.
So we're going to take a short break and come back, and we'll have a few minutes to kind of let people get their calendars out and maybe mark some of the highlights we're anticipating in the upcoming year of the night sky. So I'm certainly hoping we don't find any closer black holes.